Let's hear now from Pádraig Clarkin, who heads up the Irish Primary Principals Network, about how the mask mandate from third class and up is working out. The regulations state all 9-year-olds should wear masks in school and will be refused entry to school if not wearing them. There are exemptions, those with breathing difficulties or who need assistance with masks, or those with certain medical conditions, and a GP cert will be required. Pádraig Clarkin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
So day one heading into day two, what's the reaction been so far in your view?
It's been a difficult and challenging time for school principals and indeed for boards of management, for school staff, but also for our parents and our children. We advised principals and deputy principals to focus on encouraging and supporting the members of their school community with the implementation of the public health measure. And like that's what they did. And, you know, reports like parents have been very, very supportive. IPPN's position has always been consistent that we'll be guided by public health. We'll support that guidance. We all have the same objective. We want to keep schools open, but we want them to be safe. And we want every possible mitigation measure in place to keep our school communities as safe as possible. So we'll continue.
What kinds of questions are coming up?
I think the biggest issue for school principals is how they can access public health advice and support in relation to COVID queries. The reports that I'm getting from our school leaders is that it can take anything up to 24 hours and longer just to get an answer from the principal helpline. They're finding it very difficult, in fact, impossible to get a follow-up from public health in relation to risk assessment other than in special schools and special class situations. That's not acceptable if we want to keep our schools open and we want to keep them safe. You know, there's a number of other issues that school leaders need guidance on, because what we want is a clear, consistent and concise information for all schools. So we look forward to the department sharing the FAQs with schools. They're working on them at the moment.
Those are the frequently asked questions, aren't they? And there's to be guidance from the department of that. Are you hoping to see that before Monday?
Oh, we need to see that as soon as possible. And we've been in contact with the department. Our phone lines were very busy yesterday. I would say we'd 3-4 times the number of calls, to a normal day. So we've been sharing all of that information with the department. We need that guidance as soon as possible. What we want is clear, consistent, concise information so that every school is implementing the same measures.
And then, of course, we've got this kind of, you know, breaking in period, but we understand there's to be a stricter application of the rules from Monday. And the regulations say that principals are to start refusing entry to unmasked 9 years and up from Monday. And there's a question about the legal basis for that. What's your understanding of what's it actually going to happen at school gates from next Monday?
Well, again, we would say we're dealing with very young children, and we all have to keep that in mind. We're dealing with anxious parents. What we need is our school communities all working together to enhance the safety in our schools. We will be focusing, as I said, on encouragement, supporting our parents. There could well be situations, and there does need to be very clear guidance in relation to a parent who does not wish to follow public health recommendations. Boards of management will need very clear guidance on how best to manage such situations. But again, as I said, we all have to remember we're dealing with very young children. Mm-hmm. The focus needs to be on support, encouragement and minimising any possible tensions.
And there are the practical issues, aren't there? You know, spare masks if somebody loses a mask or, you know, tears their mask. What happens at break or at PE or at music? Those answers, are they clear?
Well, again, that's why we're awaiting those FAQs for schools, because, as I said, what we need is clear, consistent and concise information in relation to all of those issues. And that's why it's important that the department, you know, work with the partners. And that was really one of the issues here, is that there wasn't that opportunity for everybody to sit around the table before this was shared with schools, for us to trash out all of those issues and to ensure that there would be consistent advice for schools and practical advice that would work on the ground.
And is that consultation going on now, if not in person, at least virtually?
Well, there's consultation between the department and the partners in relation to the issues that are arising. And as I say, we're all in communication to get those frequently asked questions over the line as quickly as possible for our schools.
And Pádraig, we're told this is till mid-February. Hopefully, perhaps vaccines will make a difference that will make a difference in classrooms by then. Do you worry it could last longer than that?
We're really hopeful that, you know, by everyone working together, doing everything possible to ensure the safety of our schools, that we can see an improvement in the situation. You know, we have to continue to monitor, and we'd ask public health to continue to monitor every single possible mitigation measure that can be introduced and that can help to enhance the safety in our schools. We need our children in our schools, but we need our school communities to be safe. So we'll continue to all work together, you know, to make that happen.
All right. Well, thank you for your time this morning. That's Pádraig Clarkin, the Chief Executive of the Irish Primary Principals Network.